sack. Is that all you get for your money? And if that's what you have in mind, yeah, if that's what you're all about, good luck moving up, 'cause I'm moving out.
Good morning and welcome to Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move. You're listening to Becky Ivins, broker of Movers Real Estate Company and leader of the Becky Ivins team. I have a license number, and that is 47388 with the Oklahoma Real Estate Commission. And, boy, I just met somebody that is a guest. I'm not sure how Deb found you, my scheduler that has worked for me, but Johnny and I are going to become the best of friends. I could just tell already.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Johnny Nail.
Yes, ma'am.
From Yukon, Oklahoma.
Yukon, Oklahoma.
And Johnny, you are, I actually, when I read your name, I thought she had scheduled your dad.
Okay.
Because I had met your dad.
Yes, ma'am.
And I thought, well, I guess we're going to talk about like cast concrete or something, because mm-hmm. he had a business of doing like cast concrete, right?
Midwest cast stone.
Yeah. And it kind of warmed my heart, because when my youngest son was doing his Eagle Scout project, William reached out to Johnny Nail. He said, John, I've got to get some cast stone for this memorial thing I'm doing for this senior center out in Jones, Oklahoma. And Johnny said, well, sure, I can do that. And just gave him that donation.
That sounds exactly like my father.
Yeah, yeah. He was. So tell us what you do.
I'm a real estate developer, develop residential properties and commercial, and a custom home builder, and also build speculative as well. And my wife, Carrie, works with me in that process.
She's probably more than a sidekick.
Oh, no. She's 100% equal.
Yeah. There you go. And how long have you and Carrie been married?
39 years, August.
See, that's a long time, isn't it? And look, I want to tell you, too bad this isn't TV, because his eyes sparkled when he said that.
That's true.
Isn't it great when you have a good partner?
Oh, it's what it's all about.
Yeah.
You've got to have someone to help you through the ups and downs, and have the positive outlook, and just, it's a synergy. Two people on the same page create a synergy that's unbeatable.
And I will tell you that if you have a weak relationship with the people that you work with, your home, it kind of spills over into your business life, doesn't it?
Oh, yes. Relationships is what it's all about. Uh-huh. And staying on the same page. But it's not easy. You have to work at it.
That tells me a lot about your commitment. Because anybody that's been married for about 40 years has a lot of commitment.
And especially when you work with someone, you live with someone 24/7.
Right.
And in the business we're in, speculation, real estate speculation, is dangerous financially.
Right.
And so, and then when you do those high-end custom homes and developments, there's lots of ups and downs. And so, yes, you've got to work at being on the same page and blending your thoughts together.
Well, we're going to get into a lot of other things, but I want to ask you, what is the ugliest piece of land you ever took and turned it into something beautiful?
It was in Yukon on Westport Boulevard. It was several years ago, and I drove up to that piece of property and never worked for a developer and never been a developer, but I was a home builder. And I wanted to be able to take charge of my home building business. And in my mind, the only way I could do that was if I became a developer and developed my own lots.
Right.
And I had an engineer, Phil Hagen, and we walked through that, and it was such rough terrain, you couldn't walk through it hardly. And with Phil's guidance and my perseverance, we made it happen. But it made a beautiful pond with walking trails, and there's landscape trees around it. And
so that little pond, well, they call it a lake. You know that if it's a puddle bigger than your car in Oklahoma, we call it a lake.
Yes, ma'am.
But that was not there originally?
No, it was just a ravine, and it was just rat infested and thick. It was just brush, people throwing trash in it, and it really was a bad-looking piece of property. And we truly did turn it into a work of art. In fact, I live right across from that lake today in a house. And I have a hard time selling my house because of that beautiful piece of property we developed there.
Well, you would have a really easy time of my selling your house, but
we would have
trouble blasting you out of it, wouldn't we?
That's true.
So now that's a residential side, right? And then you built the homes in Westport.
Well, it's Westport Boulevard, and that's Westport Addition there. But on the west side, we developed Stone Creek. Stone Creek Addition.
Okay.
And there's a reason why.
Stone Creek's a beautiful addition.
And the reason why I named it Stone Creek, I used to be a stonemason years ago, a master stonemason, learned it from my father and uncle and grandfather. And so all the streets are named after different types of stone. And I named the addition Stone Creek.
Neat. Well, that's interesting in itself. There's more with Johnny Nail and my conversation with him when we return on Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move, News Radio 1000, KTOK. Welcome back to Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move. This is Becky Ivins that you are listening to. And to call my office, just call 722-3232. On the weekend, you are going to get Deb Hsu, who has worked for me for so many years and is a delight, and she will direct your call to the right person. We are talking to John Nail. Do you go by John or Johnny?
John.
You go by John now. Well, I still call you Johnny. Sorry.
No problem. I've called Johnny and John. So
there you go. John and I could go into the motivational speaking business together. We have decided because we are kindred spirits.
That's right.
John, you build custom homes.
Yes.
Now, people come to you. How do they find you?
Normally driving through our additions.
Okay.
They'll drive through our additions and see our sign.
And then they'll just call off the sign.
Right.
Now, when they call off the sign and they go, I want this house. Well, it's probably a model home, right?
Yes.
You're not going to sell them that model home, but you will build them one like it,
right,
and with their color scheme or whatever that they want.
Yes.
Do you just bill for anybody that wants you to bill for them?
No, I choose the ones that I believe are fair-minded about price and quality. You'll have those that think they should get something maybe for nothing or something at a great discount. And those houses are all built by hands, and you have materials and labor and all those things, and it takes a certain amount of money to build a really great house. So there, those that want a great house at a fair price, I have to make that calculation and mentally, and then that's who I choose to work for, because when you build a custom house, you're 6 to 9 months, you're together. Mm-hmm. And I have to believe that they're willing to work with me through the ups and downs, and that they keep a level head about what they expect and how they communicate and treat others.
You know, I love semi-custom homes. I love to sell homes. If I could choose anything to sell, mm-hmm, I'm selling spec homes that can be customized.
Yes.
Like set floor plans that can be, because some people will say, well, I know I've got twins and I want them in the same room, but these bedrooms aren't big enough. Well, I know enough about building to where I can say, well, you can push out this wall, but you cannot push out that wall. That would create a whole nother, if you can push out your front wall, but if you push out the side wall, you're going to have to buy a more expensive lot that's wider. You're going to have to create another roof line. That's going to be a very expensive push out.
Yes.
But, so there's things that you know, selling that kind of a product is exciting to me.
Yes, and our customs are all custom drawn. Each custom house that we build is custom drawn for the customer and the lot.
Wow.
From scratch. In fact, all the spec houses we build are custom drawn. So we're truly a custom.
You really builder. Are a custom builder.
Yes.
Okay.
Even on the spec side, it's really a custom type house.
What price range do you deal in?
$450,000 to $1 million normally.
Okay, so you definitely are upper end.
Yes.
Okay, and luxury.
Yes.
How do you define the difference in upper end and luxury? Because I've got my thought on that.
Well, as I said, custom design.
Mm-hmm.
Custom interiors.
Right.
designer involved and not doing the cookie cutter.
Right. The when I upper end is in my in today's market, I consider upper end up to about 600, 650.
Yes.
In price range.
Yes.
Once you get to the 700 mark, you're not, you're no longer custom, just an upper end, but you're luxury.
Yes.
And to me, the difference between upper end and luxury is when you stop buying for features and you start buying for lifestyle.
Yes. Yes.
And because it can be, doesn't have to be any bigger. It just is going to have the finishes that you want, aren't going to add that much value to the property, actually. Because you start adding a lot of custom stuff to the interior finishes to the home, that's not going to add that much value for somebody else if you resell it. So your luxury buyers have to have money and be willing to spend it on what they want.
Yes, and another example is the outdoor kitchens. They can add thousands of dollars to the house. But it may not, you may not get paid for it when you sell it. But you can $30,000 or $40,000 on an outdoor kitchen easily.
Pretty easy. Do you know we went out on a listing this week about that had a big outdoor kitchen, and they said it cost them $35,000 for that outdoor kitchen. And I said, well, did you build that kitchen in order to increase the value of your property, or did you build the kitchen because you really wanted an outdoor kitchen? Well, we built it for ourselves because we really wanted it. I said, well, that's really good because that's not going to add that much value to your property. It does add value, but outdoor kitchens are very much like swimming pools. Definitely value there, but lots of times it's a quarter to a third of what it actually costs you as the value it will add to your property.
Yes. An example, Carrie and I have a $500,000 spec house in the Parade, and it's beautiful. Custom drawn, custom designed, custom features. But we didn't do anything on the patio because it spends $20,000 or $30,000 and you can't get the return.
Right.
So that's the example that I
have. That's the custom thing right there.
Yes, yes.
Because if you don't put a big kitchen out on a patio, speculatively.
Right.
Yeah.
So that's the best example that I could give is something like that is a luxury.
Right.
And you don't get the return normally when you sell something like that.
Right. When folks pick out stuff for a house, you have a designer they work with typically, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Does it always go right? Do they always get exactly what they picked out? Or is sometimes there the wrong tile delivered?
You know, that's where the builder plays a role. He has to coordinate all that. And anytime you have people involved, and these houses are hand-built.
Mm-hmm.
Probably one of the fewest last hand-built things in America is a house. And there's thousands of pieces being delivered, being assembled, and so you really have to keep your eyes on things to make sure the right tiles deliver the right brick. Thank goodness I've never laid the wrong brick on a house, but it can happen.
Well, you know something, John, things that have gone wrong on some of the houses that I've sold that start out from someone coming and picking a lot.
Okay.
Okay. I was with them when they picked the tile.
Okay.
And this was back many years ago. So 6x6 bathroom tile around the shower surround, right?
That's many years ago, 6x6 tile.
Yeah, that's why I have reference. Well, that's been years ago because that's certainly dated at this point.
Yeah.
But she stood there and it took her, I'm not kidding you, over an hour to decide between these two pieces of tile. One was a flat tile and one was a thumbprint tile.
Yes.
There's slight indentions, you know, on it, had a little bit more dimension. And I can't remember which one she picked, but the wrong one was delivered and was installed. And she wanted the builder to like throw in a fence because the wrong tile was put on the wall. And I looked at her, who was my client. And I said, really, Julie, are you going to try to gouge your builder It took you an hour. You liked both of them so much you couldn't decide. And I honestly couldn't remember which one she had decided on. So I thought, well, maybe she did write that one down. I don't know. But that's the kind of thing that can go wrong. Another thing that went wrong, now this was, to me, would have been almost a deal breaker. They installed a 27-inch oven instead of a 30-inch oven.
Okay.
Well, now, when she went shopping for appliances, this woman literally took two pans with her to be sure they would fit into the oven, because she uses these two pans all the time. This is what she cooks when big meals come over, you know, family comes over, and they put the wrong oven in.
Well, that's an example that the builder should take care of. In other words,
yes.
That's not an easy fix, but it's not a super complicated fix.
Well, it's an expensive fix.
But it needs to be taken. In that instance,
this custom cabinetry, of course, was already set in there. You had to tear out to put in, because it wasn't like there was extra room to add that extra 3 inches, okay. You know, before the door jam was. So now, how about what are you putting in nowadays for floors?
Carrie and I put in wood floors, wood custom floors,
mm-hmm.
The real oak.
Yeah.
So not the veneer, but the solid oak
floors. Oh, so you put real 1.25 inches.
Yes.
Wow.
In fact, I was just admiring it yesterday when I was sitting on our parade house, that how beautiful that floor turned out. So,
well, I'm going to have to talk to you about who you get to do that because my floor guy that I've used for 40 years has retired.
Okay.
And his granddad built all the bowling alleys across America.
That's serious, bowling alley.
Well, yeah, of course you don't do that kind of quality work a home, because you can't afford it to be as level as a bowling alley. But you and I'll have to talk about that. Well, boy, what fun to talk to John Nail. John Nail Homes, he does development.
Yes.
And I'm going to talk to him about maybe writing a book right after this on more on Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move. Welcome back to Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move. You're listening to Becky Ivins, broker of Movers Real Estate. And there's a lot involved in real estate. Part of that is working with builders and developers. So I have as my guest today, John Nail, who is a builder and a developer. And you taught at the VOTEC in UConn, right?
I taught at Canadian Valley. It's between UConn and El Reno. And then I taught at Francis Tuttle. So I taught a total of 12 years. I taught construction.
Wow. Do you know Dean Riddell, that we listened to from SWBC Mortgage, just got elected to the board at Canadian Valley?
So, yes, I heard that.
Yeah, so that's great. Mama, come on, baby, tell me what's the word, a word of everybody say. When you hear the call, you've got to get it underway. It is time for our word of the day, brought to you by Robbins Roofing, where their word every day is trust. You can trust Robbins Roofing to help you with your insurance claim. You can trust them to help you pick out the right material, put the right underlayment, which is a big deal nowadays with the new codes everywhere of not having 1x6s or 1x8s on your roof. That's got to be changed when your roof gets changed. So Robbins Roofing, 728-3700. Their word every day is trust. Our word of the day today is empathy.
Yes, ma'am.
Empathy. Well, empathy is defined as understanding another person's experience by imagining oneself in that person's situation. One understands the other person's experience as if it were being experienced by the self. So, you know, I told John a story this morning about somebody, and the empathy exuded from his body. It was unbelievable to find someone with such innate empathy.
I think it's important dealing with people. Subcontractors that I hire, put myself in their shoes to understand where they're coming from. The owners that hire Carrie and I to build their homes, understand where they're coming from. I think if you're going to have a great relationship and make great things happen, you've got to have the empathy.
Right. And so many, that's sort of a lost trait nowadays. I hire based on empathy because I want my sales team and my staff, I want my staff to be able to put themselves in the shoes, just the place of one of our sellers. And, well, if this were your home for sale and someone showed it, wouldn't you want to know what they thought about it afterwards? Yes, we need to follow up every single time someone shows the house. And if you don't have any feedback, call them and say, you know, I've reached out to this realtor that showed your house 4 times. I still don't have any feedback. I'm going to keep you informed if they respond to my request. So that's communication, but it's the empathy factor is what leads to great communication.
And I think that maybe part of the challenge with that is getting past ourselves.
Yeah.
And thinking about the other person.
How many times do you have to think to someone when you're talking to them, get over yourself, right?
But if you're going to move people and coordinate people and have people on your side and on your team, you got to relate to them. And if you don't have the empathy to put yourself in their shoes, there's a distance there,
mm-hmm.
and there's not a connection. And that connection is what creates that synergy, which we talked about earlier.
Right. Yeah. So empathy, our word of the day, brought to you by Robbins Roofing. But boy, you guys need to write down that roofing number, by the way. I'm going to give it to you again because our weather this spring is, we've already had so much. And I just beg you, please do not hire somebody who comes and knocks on your door to do your roofing. Make sure they are a long-time Oklahoma licensed contractor, and not just a roofer. You need a contractor because there's more to replacing a roof than just hammering shingles up there. You got to be able to protect the plants as the stuff comes off your roof, protect the paint on your house. You've got to know exactly what to put on. You got to be able to know where to get the windows if a window gets broken. There's a lot more to it. So hire a great contractor like Robbins Roofing, 728-3700. So, John, you wrote a book.
Yes, I did.
I didn't know that till this morning. That's awesome.
It's titled Think Success.
Okay. And what's it about?
I wrote it about my experiences when I taught, how to help my students achieve and how to accomplish and how to have an action-oriented mindset, how to be determined, how to be persistent, how to create the image in their mind to go succeed. And so 4 or 5 years ago, we finally published it. But it's about how to get your mindset determined to make it happen and not give up, because anytime you start to do something, there's going to be plenty of obstacles in your way. And so you have to create in your mind an image.
Anything meaningful that you've set your mind to, and it is all in the decision.
Choice.
You must make a decision to do it, and then you must make a commitment to follow through with that decision, and have, because as I always say, I mean, I forgot who said this, but a goal without an action plan is just a wish.
And you have to embrace the challenges that come along.
Yeah.
And not just run from them or accept them. You have to embrace them. And if I embrace the challenge, then my mind goes to work for me. I'm finding ways to do it better and faster, and I'm more creative. But the key is embracing those challenges that are going to come your way.
Do you know, I talked to a realtor yesterday, and she was saying, can I show this house? But we had a water issue with this house. Some plumber didn't put it on a faucet quite right. And we had a little fountain, not a little fountain. We had a gushing fountain in this house. Sadly, it was right after we had had the whole house painted and right after we had had new flooring put in. I said, man, too bad this couldn't have happened right before all that work. But, I was talking to her about, we could do this two ways. We could, you could just buy it, have your client buy it at a discount, or you could have your client buy it at our list price, which is very fair, and then be assigned the insurance. She said, well, assigned insurance? I said, yeah, we do a lot of insurance assignment in our business because of the weather here, because maybe the hail damage or something. So, and she goes, well, that sounds complicated. I said, well, you do have to be diligent, but I said, I love a challenge like this because not everybody can do it. If real estate were easy, nobody would need us. But real estate's not easy. If you're good, you make it look easy.
You know what? That's a fact. Real estate is not easy. It can be complicated, but I like what you said. If you're good at it, you make it look easy.
Yeah. But embracing the challenge, that's it. And putting yourself in the other person's shoes, that there's just so much to that. So is your book something somebody could pick up somewhere?
Well, I don't think it's on Amazon anymore, but I hate to admit that I do not know.
Okay. Well, it's called Think Success by John Nail.
And it's...
Nail as in you hammer a nail, right?
Right.
N-A-I-L. Okay.
I'm in the building business. I'm in the developing business. But I wrote a book about people. That's where I love building and I love developing, totally. But I love helping people be successful.
Awesome.
And I spent 12 years of my life helping those young people be successful. And so I researched and studied how to do it. And so that's why I had to write the book. I had to put it in book form because we all want to be successful.
Yes.
Who doesn't want to be successful?
Yeah, but few are willing to put in the real effort it takes, the prolonged, persistent effort it takes to be successful.
But there's a mental process that we can use to help us make that stair step to success. And I wrote a book about that. In other words, just I want to be successful. How do I be successful? How do I think about it? What are my thought processes? How do I set a goal? We all know those things are important. But how do you do that?
Yes.
So that's what my book's about.
There you go. Well, I'll tell you what. Now, Johnny, I'll tell you. You guys listen up because I'm going to give you a riddle. If Johnny and I were parts of speech and we were in the same sentence, what kind of sentence would that be? We'll return with the answer to that right after this with more on Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move, News Radio 1000 KTOK. Welcome back to Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move. We are talking to John Nail, who is a developer, a builder, an author, and pretty much an inspirational guy. I always wanted to buy the silo things in Yukon and convert to condos. I thought that would be a really cool project.
Yes, it would be, and it'd be a challenge, but it would be something that
would be a challenge, but it would be really nice.
Yes, it'd be something unusual. And something that would be creative.
And Yukon doesn't have a lot of height.
No.
So, and maybe because there's the airports and stuff that are Sundance and, yeah, there's airports around. So maybe they don't let you go real high there. But so we work the metro. People go, well, what part of the city do you work? And I'm thinking, well, I didn't start in business yesterday, so I work all parts of the city. Because someone will buy a house in, let's just say, the Village, and they'll want to sell their house in Moore. I'll put that house up for sale, and someone from Midwest City moves to Moore or to Norman or whatever. I mean, there's just a lot of moving back and forth in the city. So, of course, I work all sides of the city.
Yeah.
So that's just what we do.
So with all your experience, your years of experience, you can do that. You know the city.
And, of course, everyone knows a little bit of the city more than you know the other parts of the city. I grew up in Midwest City. I know it pretty well. I've got lots of family in Choctaw, and so I know Choctaw really well. Went to school in Norman. I know a different side of Norman. So, but live Northwest, have sold Edmond forever. So it's just a lot of, and then Yukon. How can you not sell Yukon? Fastest growing zip code in the Southwest.
That's something that I did not know, and I'm in UConn.
UConn is 73099.
Yes.
They're going to be splitting that up before too long because it's too big of a zip code for anyone to sort.
But it's impressive, though, how you know all these different suburbs of Oklahoma City.
Oh, well.
With all that experience you've had and how you could really help someone out.
Well, thank you. Well, and especially someone from outside the area.
Yes.
Because someone comes in and they're going, well, I'm going to be working at Boeing. And you're going, well, and they're looking at something in Piedmont. And yes, you can get around Oklahoma City Metro pretty easily. We've got a good highway system and you can get to and from. And they're used to commuting maybe 2 hours to work. And that's going to be less than 2 hours. That's for sure. It's going to be less than 1 hour. But are you aware that that Choctaw has this? Are you aware that you could also live in maybe even Seminole and have the same drive? So there's different parts of the city, and it's important to know those.
You know the options.
Yeah. Well, that's pretty important. You you're a part of the school board too, aren't you?
I was from 2000 to 2015. I was on the UConn school board. Yes.
So schools are pretty important in decision making, aren't they?
Oh yes, yeah, schools. Your kids are really all you have.
Yeah.
And your kids' hope that are in you as a parent.
Right.
And so school system is very important.
Yeah. And are they going to do people still shop schools? Do you pay attention to where you develop as to what school system they're in?
I certainly do, because like we just said, schools are extremely important for families.
You know, there was a great big development planned in UConn. You're probably well aware of this. And they had a commercial. It was kind of a town square effect where it was mixed use. Mixed use meaning residential, commercial, retail.
Yeah.
Okay. And then they divided it, and on the other side of the road, they were going to build residential. And they were presenting this at a realtor meeting. And I raised my hand and I said, what school system's on the other side of that road where you're putting residential? Well, it was Banner School District. Well, Banner is not prepared for that much influx to begin with. It's more of a rural, almost a Native American area.
Banner's a really good school system.
Yeah, but they're,
they're not set up, though, like
to
you
have
say.
That influx,
yes,
of students. Have you informed Banner School District? Because that could be the next Piedmont, the next Deer Creek, or whatever. I mean, and it would if there was a lot of new construction there.
Yes.
Well, they haven't done that project yet. They kind of needed to flip it on its ear and figure out, well, what is this? And I'm hoping that a question I ask may have helped them on that.
Questions sometimes create the answer.
Well, I know as a realtor that school systems matter a lot. Doesn't matter if whether you have kids or not. The folks that seek out certain school districts have certain qualities innate within them and that they've developed over time that are important to them.
Yes.
So those qualities are what you're going to find in your neighbors when you live in those school districts, right?
And your neighbors' kids.
And your, yes, yeah. So, and, you know, I do urge everyone, though, read about your school districts. Read about your school. Everybody loves every elementary school. I don't know that there's an elementary school that is not popular. Everybody loves elementary. Well, it's the age of the kids. There are very few favorable comments about middle school because it's the age of the kids. Those kids are kind of in an awkward age, and everybody wants to blame it on the school when the kids are hormonal and do certain things and they misbehave. They haven't quite grown into themselves. So check out your school systems. Check out their ratings. Check out their credentials of the teachers.
And by the way, UConn has some great schools.
UConn is a very sought-after school district, and it's not the Deer Creek and Piedmont, because those are popular. But people who seek out UConn schools are seeking out UConn schools, not what's popular. They are seeking out the education, the music programs, the special education programs. They're seeking out the higher level of learning that's available in UConn schools, because not every school has the right education available. The little school districts don't have physics sometimes. They don't have advanced calculus sometimes. So when you're looking to grow an engineer as a child, I couldn't have grown my children to the professions they're in a school that didn't offer the upper classes, because they needed those to get into their college courses, right?
Yes. Yeah.
And so, well, John, tell us one last thing that you want anybody to know about you. Oh, wait a minute. We're going to answer the question. If John Nail and Becky Ivins were a part of speech and in the same sentence, what kind of sentence would that be? Has anyone come up with an answer? Okay. It's a compound sentence, because we're both verbs. We're action people, taking action. We do not sit on the sideline. We're supportive people, but we're the ones that take the action, and we need support from those around us. My guess is your Carrie's an adverb, like my Jim is an adverb, and really helps bring us along, because you got to have that support.
Oh, yes, we're equal. We're together.
That's awesome. Well, John Nail, thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.
What a pleasure. You guys, if you're wanting to call our office this week, that number is 722-3232. And we'll be back next week with more Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move.